Psalm. Happy is the person who honors the Lord, who takes pleasure in obeying God's commands. The good person's children will be powerful in the land. Their descendants will be blessed. Their family will be wealthy and rich, and they will be prosperous forever. Light shines in the darkness for good people, for those who are merciful, kind, and just. Happy is the person who is generous with loans, who runs their business honestly. A good person will never fail. They will always be remembered. They are not afraid of receiving bad news. Their faith is strong and they trust in the Lord. They are not worried or afraid. They are certain to see their enemies defeated. They give generously to the needy and their kindness never fails. They will be powerful and respected. The wicked see this and are angry. They glare in hate and disappear. Their hopes are gone forever. You might find it useful to have a djembe drum if you want one. Hands in the air if you want a drum. Help yourselves. Pass them on. Drums. Get the drums out. It's a bit greedy, if you don't mind me saying something. Anybody want a drum? Nick, you've got drum written all over you. Give him a drum. Oh. Anybody else that... Yeah. Oh, drum shortage. Always a good sign. Pardon? Oh, pots and pans from the kitchen. Oh, Anarchy. Anarchy suggested from the... Oh. What we got in the cupboard? One more. Tambour. Yay. Oh, tambourines. Oh, gone a bit... We will walk with God.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit of God, open our eyes to see you at work in our world. Open our ears to hear your cries in our world. And open our hearts to understand your purpose for our world. We thank you for revealing to us the measure of God's love, Holy Spirit. In silence and song, in story and scripture, in friend and stranger, in the prayerful and in the practical, in holy places and on the streets, in solitude and among the crowds, and above all, in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, who is our friend and our Savior. We thank you for everyone who has taught us more about you and about love and your love. For some of us, that would be a thank you for our families, our teachers, our friends. For some of us, it would be about pastors and ministers and priests. Thank you. Thank you for stories in the Bible. Thank you for people who shared their faith so that we could understand more. Thank you, Holy God, for every way in which you reach, teach, and guide us. Forgive us for those times when we knew the nudging of your Spirit and we were not brave enough to speak your word. Forgive us for those times when we acted too quickly and damaged our witness. Forgive us for those times when we acted without listening for your voice. Forgive us and empower each one of us to be your witnesses. And Lord, we pray, in the name and in the power of the Spirit, thanks be to God. Amen. So we're continuing our time of looking at 1 Corinthians. Oops, we should have said the Lord's Prayer. We'll do that later. We're continuing our time of looking at 1 Corinthians. So this letter is written from Ephesus, and Paul is remembering his first visit to Corinth, which is 5 or 6 years before, when the Christians were a small, well-established community before the dissension that comes later. And he speaks to them about that his truth has come to them, not in plausible words of wisdom, which there's a whole tradition then and there of wise teachers, but he tells them that what he speaks of is to be dismissed in terms of the wisdom of his times, but it has truth. John Watts will read this passage to us.
This reading is taken from what is recorded as Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. And I'm starting in chapter 2, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age, who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also, no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. Here ends the lesson.
So once we've sung our next song, this is the plan. I'm going to give every one of you a copy of that text that's just been read in English. And there are four things. This is the Bible. It's not the Quran, so you can write on it. And four symbols for you to work with this text. A little question mark for something that ideally you'd like to ask Paul about. A little arrow for something that you think applies to you personally. A light bulb for something that shines through to you. An aha, a light bulb. And a speech bubble for something that you would like to share. So once you've had your text and your pen and you've got to work with this text, it might be that what you want to do is just sit in a corner and reflect. It might be that you find this space a bit cluttered, so you can go into the meeting room over there. That's fine. It might be that you want to share, you want to talk. So look around and there'll be somebody who also wants to talk and you can share to one another. It might be that this whole thing, this idea of wisdom and secretness leads you to create. And if that is you, you're heading into the hall. Have a scripture. Some gloriously fortunate people have got them with the clipboards. Here we go. Your task: Take the scripture, you've got a pen, something you would like to ask Paul, a question mark, something that applies to you personally is an arrow, something that shines through is a little light bulb, and something that you'd like to share is a speech bubble. Join together to pray. Let us pray. We pray for those people that we've been talking with today. Oh, we pray and we give thanks for those people who left us on our own to do what we needed to do. We pray for those whose knowledge is shaping our world. The scientists and the engineers, those with technical knowledge, scientific knowledge, those at the edge of medical research, and then those who have to work out how to apply what they have learned. Pray for those who feel that their wisdom isn't valued. For those who are wise but not very good at communicating. For those who are wise but find themselves in a country where they don't speak the language. And we pray for those whose wisdom has been earned, learned through suffering. That their voices would be heard and their stories would be shared. Pray for those involved with social media and for one another, bombarded as we are by facts and figures and fake news and the rumours of fake news, by must-sees and must-haves. That we would be able to discern what is truth and what lives behind the figures. We bring the burdens that we carry. We bring first the burdens for others, and then we bring burdens, our burdens. And we pray for those things that we can't work out. What to do, how to do it, what it means, why it matters. Lord, we pray In the name of Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done. So we continue our worship by making our offering. And for those of you who need it to be cashless, we have our card machine. Anybody need it? Anybody needs it? Put your hand in the air. So let us pray. Holy Spirit, you know us through and through. You know our strengths and our weaknesses. You know our gifts and our frailties. You know our passions and our prejudices. Lord, help us that we would serve you better and those around us, both through the church and through all the encounters that we have. And may this money be used for the work of your kingdom. Lord, our prayer is that we as a church would be better witnesses to your power, your wisdom and your truth, that it all would be to your glory. Lord, we pray. Amen. So we join to sing Colours of Day. as we go from this place, may we perceive God's presence in our lives. May we receive God's blessing in our lives. And may the power, the joy, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit surround and strengthen and guide us each and every new day. Amen.